the New Testament reading of Scripture this week. It's in Luke's Gospel, and it's chapter 16, and it's 19 through 31. Now, this is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Now, this is a heart-wrenching story. Some people think, well, maybe it's a parable, maybe it's a true account, or it's just an allegory or a story. And we'll investigate that a little bit later. But I want to read the scripture to you as it is in the New Living Translation, and these are all red letters, which means it's attributed to Jesus. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed and who lived each day in luxury. At his door lay a diseased beggar named Lazarus. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the beggar died and was carried by the angels to be with Abram. The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Lazarus in the far distance with Abraham. The rich man shouted, 'Father Abraham, have pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in anguish in these flames.' But Abram said to him, 'Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing? So now he is being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there's a great chasm separating us. Anyone who wanted to cross over to you from here is stopped at its edge, and no one there can cross over to us.' Well, then the rich man said, 'Please, Father Abraham, send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to be warned about this place of torment, so they won't have to come here when they die.' But Abram said, 'Moses and the prophets have warned you. Your brothers can read the writings any time they want to.' The rich man replied, 'No, Father Abram, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will turn from their sins.' But Abram said, 'If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen even if someone rises from the dead. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of the story of the rich man and Lazarus.'"